Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We radio amateurs like to think that we are comfortable with technology, and the new generations of electronic toys are no exception. But some of these developments have taken a long, long time to evolve, from the drawing board to large-scale production. Others survived for centuries. For convenience and ease of note-taking, there is little better than paper and pencil or pen. For copious records, the capacity of the thumb drive is hard to supplant. The ubiquitous thumb drive took years to become cheaply available, even although non-volatile RAM was developed in the late 1980s. Both the audio and video tape recorders germinated, bloomed, and passed into obsolescence during this same period. The LCD screen first made news as part of the personal GPS units used by American soldiers during the Desert Storm campaign. Optical discs, CD to Blu-ray, are part of the same age cohort. When Brisbane was host to the Commonwealth Games, the late 80s, the host broadcaster broke new ground by storing items on Winchester drives. With the coming of digital television, many homes now use a personal video recorder whose heart is indeed a hard drive. We tend to try the new and adopt those things which work for us. Most radio shacks, I suspect, are a blend of the old and the new. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Hello, listeners. I'm Peter Harding, VK4OD, the WIA RD Contest Manager. The rules and my introduction to the 2011 Remembrance Day contest are in the July edition of the Amateur Radio magazine. Or you can download a copy of these rules when you log on to the WIA website. At the bottom of the RD page is a link to download a PDF copy of the rules and my introduction. Or you can email me at rdlogs@wia.org.au. And I can send you a copy of both in PDF format. Basically, there has been no changes since last year. However, as this is the WIA's premier annual contest, I'd like to get all the rules published each year. Due to some requests and discussions at this year's AGM in Darwin, the start and finish times of the contest remains the same. However, it may change for next year's contest. I would ask that any newly licensed amateur radio operators taking part in this year's contest take the time to read the rules. As we did last year, I have included a new section for World War II equipment. This equipment can be used on the HF or VHF bands. Please read the rules regarding criteria for this equipment. Today is the 17th of July. And as this news goes to air, you have about 4 weeks to check your equipment, log sheets, and logging software updates. Over the next couple of weeks, I will make available at the bottom of the RD contest page printable log sheets, declarations, etc. Until next week, this is Peter Harding, VK4OD.